All right, fighters, welcome to the Friday Rapid Fire episode of the Contract to Fight podcast. I'm excited today to bring a kick-ass guest to you for a few minutes here today. We're going to pick his brain about what's been going on in his company and how he's improved his results and been more successful. Before we do that, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have this little thing called the 100K Contractor. This is some pretty damn sweet, if you ask me, great program to help contractors reach and surpass the $100,000 personal income mark in their business. And so listen, if you're wearing the hats, if you're trying to get some systems in place and get your marketing in order and learn your numbers and you need some help and you need somebody to ask, my team of coaches and myself give you full access to us inside this group. So listen, I'm not going to waste a lot of time explaining it here today. Just head to the contractorfight.com/100K. Jump on the wait list and we'll send you some periodic information about when it opens up, what's included, and how it works. You guys rock, and let's get rolling. Fighters, I'm excited to introduce you to my buddy Joe today. Joe is in the fence industry. His company has been around a long time, since like 1955, and he's owned the business. He took it over in 2016, and some great things have happened since then. They currently do about $2.4 million in revenue. They have 10 employees and use about 9 subcontractors on a regular basis. So without further ado, here's my buddy Joe. Joe, what's up, my man?
Not much, Tom. How are you today?
I'm living the dream. It's we're recording this on a Monday morning, so the week is just getting started. You're my first work thing of the week, man, and I can't think of somebody cooler than you to grab some time with early on a Monday morning, man. I appreciate you hanging out here today.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, Tom. Yeah, it's always nice to look forward to something on Monday morning.
There you go. So I know in the intro I shared, you know, you're in the fence industry, you've been in business since like 1955, and you took over in 2016. Yep. Revenues around 2.4, and 10 employees and 9 subs?
Yeah, I mean, that number is always a floating number, right, depending on summer versus winter, but that's where we're at currently.
Gotcha, man. Well, you ready to dig in?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to ask the first question, then I'm going to hit the clock, and I'll give you kind of an update after each question, and let's rock and roll, man.
You got it.
All right, so, Joe, what's the what was the biggest challenge you were facing in your business that you needed to address when you came to the fight?
You know, you hear this answer a lot, but it pertains here. It's lack of processes and systems. When I bought the business from my dad, it was kind of in maybe autopilot. Everything worked just because it worked. You know, there was no here's the system, here's the steps in place to make this thing operate normally, you know, or efficiently. It was just, hey, this is how it's always worked, and it just kind of works. So that obviously isn't scalable and largely isn't manageable. So that was our biggest hurdle to overcome.
Yeah. That whole process thing, you know, you can only grit your way to a certain point in business, right?
That's it. You know, and you can't scale it. You know, it worked that way for my dad, but I said, okay, that's great, but we really want to grow this thing. Right. So how do you do that based on your lack of systems? Mm. You know, you can't just say, hey, I want to hire more people that kind of do the thing and that know how to do the stuff. No, you have to say, these are the, you know, key people we need in place. This is what we need them to do. And this is how we need them to do it.
What was your motivation to get better? I mean, why wake up every day and bother with improving this shit?
You know, so this answer is twofold. First, professionally, you know, in the fence company, we're talking about legacy, right? So we're talking about my granddad's legacy. And when we have, you know, large family functions, we had a bunch of family over to the house over the weekend. And a lot of it was talking about, you know, grandpa would be proud. You know, this is, you know, kind of what he had envisioned. And everyone, you know, extended family included, aunts and uncles. And I think everyone really likes that his legacy is, you know, being upheld and it's progressing. So legacy is my driving factor for the fence company, for Ozark Fence. me personally, as we talked a little bit before this, I've got another little one coming. So I've got a little man that's 3 and a not so little daughter that's 11. And, personally, my main driving factor is to create more for them than I had, right? Give them a better life than what I had, which I don't mean to say that I've ever had it rough. Admittedly, I haven't, but you always want more, want better for your kiddos. So personally, that's what drives me is the little ones.
Yeah, well, I think that drives a lot of us, doesn't it? You know, not just the material things, but us being able to be there for them emotionally, you know, being there in our full presence when we're with them and not distracted by a fucked up business, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. So we should probably dig into that for just a second. When I say give them more, provide better, I don't mean material things. My wife and I have had several discussions around the topic of, you know, experiences over or better than just tangible goods. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, my dad ran the business and he ran it well, but he was always gone. So, yeah. I mean, I had toys, I had Game Boys, and we went on vacation sometimes, but mostly it was toys and things because those are the easiest things to provide from a busy dad. Hey, just go buy it. Money makes it go away. Just go buy whatever you want, you know, that sort of thing. So now we're really focused on providing tangible experiences. More vacations, go do more things. It's not like two week long vacations necessarily all the time. It can be a weekend or away, or a long weekend doing something, or just something around the house, but providing more tangible, experiences rather than just toys.
Good shit. What's one mindset or strategy you've implemented that's made the biggest positive change in your business?
Implementing the profit first system. So I first listened to the Audible book, Profit First for Contractors, which is where I think, this crowd needs to start. And then I said, I want to dig more into this. I mean, and that absolutely gives you the keys to the castle, but I want to dive in a little bit deeper, say, hey, I want to see what the original foundation was. So then I listened to just the Profit First. And then we just implemented it. It was around the first of the year or so, or late last year, I guess. I said, first of the year, I want to implement this. That way we're starting off a new fiscal year on the right foot. And it's made all the difference in the world.
I love it. I know it's helped thousands of people that actually implement it. And that's the key, right? And that's what this show is all about, man, is implementing shit. So,
yep, that's it. You can have a great idea, but until you implement it, the idea is not really worth anything.
There you go. What's the number one thing you're attacking currently to make your business better?
Complementary sales. So meaning that, we install fence. That's our primary revenue driver. But what we're doing now is complementary sales. So meaning that if we install a wood fence, now we also offer the customer to pre-stain that fence. Mm. Or if we've installed a wood fence for them in the past, we can come back and clean it and then also stain it. But the machinery that cleans that fence, the equipment and chemicals that clean the fence, also can clean the exterior of the house, the roof, and the driveway. So while we're there cleaning the fence, it's an easy conversation. I did this 3 times last Friday of, hey, listen, while I'm here, the driveway, man, it looks pretty dirty. When's the last time you had that thing cleaned? Oh, yeah, man, I get it. It's not really something you think about, but it is something you see every day, isn't it? You see it when you leave the house, and you see it when you get home. The equipment I've got on the truck, I can clean this in probably about 30 minutes. It's going to be X amount of dollars. What do you think? And all three of them were like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, while you're here. And so not only was that a complimentary sale to the fence, they're already a customer before when we did the fence, but we got revenue from cleaning the fence, but also then we generated another $200-$300 just for cleaning the driveway. And it took, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. So complimentary sales is one thing that we're really attacking hard this year.
That's some low hanging fruit for sure, man. So
they already know, like, and trust us. They're already a client of ours.
Absolutely. We got a little over 2.5 minutes left. How has your business improved since you've been implementing the things you've been learning in the fight?
Yeah. So the thing in the fight I really got was implementation. Right, is that you can listen to 100 podcasts a week or a month and have all these great ideas, but until you implement them, those ideas don't mean shit. Are we allowed to cuss?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they don't mean
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
So, I had a brain fart. I'm like, listen to who I'm talking to. I know we can't.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so until you implement your ideas, they don't mean anything. They're literally worthless until the day you implement them. So for me, so let's talk about the strategy of profit first, right? So I implement that. And now, so in the 100K, we've got a spreadsheet where we can kind of track our income last year versus income this year, both sales and personal take home. So I think right now, I had to go back and look, but I think as of right now, I'm 120% of last year's income. And we're recording this in the first part of August. So I'm already ahead of this part of all the money I got paid last year, and we're not even all the way through the year yet.
Yeah, you're 20% right? ahead as of August 2nd or 3rd or what third here is what it is today. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and why does that happen? Well, that's because Profit First showed me, well, and one thing you harp on is you have to know your numbers, right? Mm-hmm. You have to know your numbers. And one of those numbers is what are you paying you? Your key employee, the guy or gal that shows up when they're sick, they show up when they don't want to, they create arguably probably the most wealth in the business. What are you paying them? How much do you have available to pay them? That sort of thing. So Profit First sets aside money, each and every transaction, each and every deposit for your key employee, for you. And at the end of the month, I know, hey, I've got this bank account, it's got this money in it that's available for me to take home. So no longer are we saying, well, what's left over for me? It's no. This was actually taken out first because you come first.
Yep.
So, you know, my take home pay, you know, is I don't know that it will double, but it will significantly be increased. Just from that one takeaway of A, know your numbers, and B, put you first because I mean, we're each our own key employee, and we should probably treat us that way.
Yeah, it's about getting oxygen, man. We talk about that all the time here. And so,
yeah, you got to put the mask on you before you put it on your partner. Absolutely.
There you go. Well, dude, we got 50 seconds left, 50 seconds left. Yeah. What do you tell a guy who's down, stressed, uncertain, whatever? This is, you know, what do you tell that guy in the next 30 seconds here?
Yeah, so make a list, top 15 priorities in your business. Take that 15, whittle that down to 5. Pick your top 5. That's what you need to focus on. The other 10 get thrown away because you're willing to lessen them to improve something else. They don't matter. So now your top 5, just attack them one at a time. Don't worry about whittling away each one of them. It's one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. Once you get through that one, then move on to the next one.
I love it, man. One nail at a time, baby.
Yes, sir.
Dude, we are, you'll hear the alarm. Here it comes. Right there. You probably can all hear my alarm on just going off there. I got to figure out how to shut the damn thing off. There we go. Well, Joe, I appreciate you sharing a little bit of what you got going on with everybody here listening today, man. You got a really kick-ass thing going on down there. What, unfortunately, we don't have time to dig into is the culture that you've created down there and the way that you've just unified your team and all that other stuff. But dude, keep it grinding, man. Super proud of you. Super grateful that you're part of what we got going on here in the fight, man.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me. Appreciate it for sure, Tom. I appreciate you letting me talk to everybody.
Awesome, buddy. All right, fighters. Take Joe's advice here today, write down everything that you got to do. And then you got to make some choices. You have to say no to certain things and yes to the right things. And those 5 things that you come up with should be the high impact things in your business. And they could be systematic things. They could be sales process things. There's a million different things that they could be. Only you know what's going on there. But pick the stuff that's going to move the needle and attack it one at a time. If you want to learn more about some of the stuff that Joe's been doing here in the fight, you can head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. And with that, you guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, bring in the guitars. We'll talk to you guys next time.